website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day as we face the issues. We always look forward to your call, your input, your questions, your comments, dialogue and discussion in general in relationship to the issue of the day. We're talking about a subject today that should be, hear me, should be high profile in the minds and the hearts of Christians and conservatives and patriots. President Donald J. Trump, by executive order, just issued an executive order establishing a commission to find government bias against Christians and to eradicate it. It is a commission to discover in every area, in every department, in every agency of the federal government, if there is Christian bias, and if so, to eradicate it. That's the major subject today, the major issue. We're going to talk about also the getting to that issue. We'll talk about the DOGE, the Government Department of Economic Savings, I would call it, but it is simply the DOGE, headed up by Elon Musk, where there's a search for waste and fraud in the federal government. Listen, you would think that the Democrats are being robbed. They are. You would think that the Democrats are being revealed for their fraud and excessive expenses and what they're pocketing. And they are afraid of it. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump's moving faster than a speeding bullet, eliminating government fraud. It is Department of Government Efficiency, I believe, is the actual name for that department. By the way, it's not brand new. It's the restoration of something with a different name, but the same end product that was set up by, who was it? Barack Hussein Obama? I believe it was in 2009. And now all of a sudden the Democrats are rejecting it, and they embraced it in 2009 with Obama. Of course, it was set up, never did get in, put any teeth to it, do anything about it. But ladies and gentlemen, the major thing that we want to address today is the fact that President Donald J. Trump, in my most humble opinion, is operating faster than a speeding bullet, as I said a moment ago. But some of the things that we see him doing, some of the things that's taking place, is cleaning house, draining the swamp, cleaning the sewer in D.C., and it is not the revelation of the waste, fraud, and abuse in the departments that concerns the Democrats, supposedly. They're concerned that it's an attack on democracy. You heard that all through the campaign, an attack on democracy. If you tell the truth, it's an attack on democracy. If you reveal fraud and theft by the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, it's an attack on democracy. Didn't you know that? So we're going to be looking at that today and inviting you to call. Right after our elongated monologue, we're going to ask you to dial the number, 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. And I'm reminded Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear it through, the people mourn. And ladies and gentlemen, we ought to understand and recognize that that's exactly what we see taking place today. It is the recognition that truth stands, and as a result of that, some of those that do not like truth and not willing to face truth are rebelling. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness, that's rightness before God, exalteth, lifts up, glorifies a nation. But sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. So, ladies and gentlemen, we look at the biblical truth, the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, and that ought to be our source of identification as to what's taking place and the prism by which we view what is happening in our society. It's the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus himself said, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible reaffirms by saying, the truth of the Lord endures forever. But ladies and gentlemen, we've got a whole host of folks today in the bureaucratic seats in Washington and across the nation, some of our city government officials, some of the state governmental officials, multitudes in high-profile positions of so-called leadership have a disdain for truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. That's precisely what's happening today. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to remind you, truth matters. Truth makes a difference. It is truth that sustains us. And Jesus Christ himself said, I am truth. Former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, in an elongated article, made a profound statement. DeMint said, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. So, ladies and gentlemen, the faster we see the decline of the Christianity, the closing of the churches, the more we're going to see prevalent in America the rising up and embracing of anything but truth and denying and rejecting all truth. In fact, I'm looking at a sad headline. Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. And this article says that 55% of the millennials make this statement. Each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say a million times, philosophically and actually, that a half-truth is a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's our position, ought to be the position of every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, even today, that we love the truth, we listen to it, we learn it, live it, and are willing to stand and defend the truth. Where are those that's willing to defend the truth today? Where are those that are willing to stand? I find it absolutely refreshing when we find people like Donald J. Trump that's willing to stand and defend the truth. Willing to stand and state the truth and carry out factual things that will support the truth, even when he is being maligned and subjected to lies and deceit and attacks on every hand. It takes individuals, ladies and gentlemen, with a spine, a backbone, a willingness to stand for truth, even in the face of death. That's what we need today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, multitudes of executive orders have caused some very serious consternation, fear, hostility from the Marxist media and the communist Democrats today as a result of what President Trump is doing. Listen. I am for his actions with executive orders. It is my prayer that those executive orders can be very soon codified into law so that when Trump leaves office in 4 years, these wonderful things that he's doing cannot be, eradicated, changed, reduced to a yesteryear philosophy rather than it being permanent. And I'm saying that because, ladies and gentlemen, most of the things that he's doing, every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot under the sound of my voice should rejoice in the realization and the recognition that God has placed Donald J. Trump in the position of leadership. God has given him a spine of steel that's willing to stand and face the mockery, the laughter, the ridicule, the attempts to destroy him, his life, physically and philosophically with the policies and the procedures that he's putting in place. Ladies and gentlemen, just think. The anger and the screams and the crying of destroying democracy simply because of finding billions upon billions of dollars in fraud and waste in the different departments. USAID, one of the latest ones. Tax dollars are being pushed to other nations to institute transgenderism, transgender surgeries, drag queen shows, LGBTQ agenda, and all of the absurd, ungodly, unholy, unethical, immoral practices that's being paid for by taxpayer dollars. I don't know about you, but I'm rejoicing and thankful to see what God is doing through President Trump with that. President Trump with Elon Musk, ladies and gentlemen, with the Department of Government Efficiency, on the fast track to discover the waste and fraud in all of the federal agencies, including the military, the Department of Education, the Pentagon. But perhaps most of all, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump has passed with his executive pen, signed an executive order in relationship to that promotion of bias against Christians in the federal offices. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps the most promising for the Christian conservative and the patriot is that executive order, quote, to establish a commission to find government bias against Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, just one moment, we'll open our phone lines. First, I want to read two or three very brief headlines and comment, and then we'll invite you to call. Major thing we're going to end up talking about today is the establishment of a commission to find government bias against Christians. My question that you can be pondering, do you know of a bias against Christians in government today? It could be local, state, or federal. Have you experienced bias against Christians? What about the Christians that just simply stand out on the sidewalk in front of a murder clinic called abortion clinics, and they hold their Bible and pray? They are demeaned. They are persecuted and prosecuted, and some have been put in prison. We'll talk about that. What about the teacher, the school teacher, the Christian teacher that refused to allow his or her Bible on their desk in the classroom? What about the Christian teacher that's persecuted, prosecuted, and forced to resign or to retire as teacher simply because of having prayer with the student or having the pledge to the flag? Those are the things that we're going to wind up talking about today, and we'd love to have your input. Before we get to that, here's a headline. Elon Musk Doge has swept into 14 federal agencies. Here's what we know. Staffed by more than 30 engineers, lawyers, and others, Doge and its allies have rattled the federal workforce. I'm going to read just a couple of paragraphs. Staffers and allies at Elon Musk U.S. Doge service have fanned out across Washington in recent days, seeking access to sensitive data and disruption of operations in at least 14 governmental agencies in pursuit of dramatically smaller federal government. Doge, which stands for the Department of Government Efficiency, has not disclosed the names of its staff, and the article is about a five-page article. This is in part. Doge posted on X, that is Twitter, Friday night. Coordinating across 35 agencies over the last 2 days has resulted in the cut of $250 million through the termination of 199 contracts. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just drop this little tidbit in. Because of federal workers now working remotely, refusing to go back into the offices, taxpayers are paying either the rent or the leases on huge buildings that are 92% vacant all over D.C. And so part of what Doge has done, they've canceled the leases on those buildings that are not being used. And 199 contracts also have been canceled, saving $250 million. It did not name the agencies or the contracts. Doge staffers have identified or indicated their identity and intention to eliminate every contract that's not essential to the operation required under the letter of the law for the federal government. Ladies and gentlemen, I commend them for what they're doing. What are your thoughts? And perhaps most important, do you think that do you think our democracy is in danger, as Chuck Schumer says, and as a number of the other socialist Marxist Democrats with the hair on fire are claiming that we are at risk as America as a result of the Doge and what is being done and the cutback on the fraud waste in America and the expenditures that is, for the most part, illegal. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about the commission to find bias against Christians through the federal government? Do you find that? Have you experienced that? Can you identify that? I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning. I pray that you're well.
I pray that you are also. I tell you the truth, Elon Musk and the president, as a matter of fact, the president reminds me of that old cliche about Superman faster than a speeding bullet. He is going through this thing. I pray to God that he can get elected again. But in his four years of in the White House, he's going to do a lot of stuff for this country that these Democrats crying out and these woke people crying out. He's gonna really eradicate them. He's going to get rid of them by executive order so they can't come back and do what they did.
Well, Kenneth, you're exactly right. You touched on that, and you touched on that term, executive order. I'm thankful for the privilege that the president has with executive orders. He's used that executive order pen to stroke the page with his name on the bottom of it, authorizing it. And in doing so, it is my prayer that he will also have the mechanism by which our legislators will codify much of, if not most of, what he is doing by executive order so that it cannot be reduced to ashes when Trump leaves the office. Can you imagine Just imagine the breath of fresh air that we're receiving today, the new hope that we have today because of what Trump is able to do with the executive pen. But think for a moment, 4 years from now, all of that imploding if a loose likes lost liberal, socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat goes into office. What will happen? We'll go back to things worse in the future than we'll find the present tense if we're not very, very careful. But Kenneth, it deserves our prayer, our thanksgiving to the Lord for what he's done, and our prayer for God to continue to preserve Donald J. Trump. Let me ask you a very poignant question, which is the ultimate focus of today's issues on this broadcast. Do you believe that there is Christian bias in America? Are Christians being treated as second-class citizens in America today? Has that been the unlawful practice for the Obama administration, the Biden administration, and should that be eradicated?
It should be eradicated. And I'm tired of Democrats talking about who's going to destroy our democracy. I came up in the 60s, and I used to pledge allegiance to the flag. And it said republic, and to the republic for which we stand.
Amen.
Didn't say anything about democracy.
You're right, absolutely. By the way, for the benefit of our listeners, democracy is mob rule. We have a constitutional republic with a legislative form of government that allows our nation to stand free. We're a republica. We're a constitutional republic and not a democracy. We have the legislative rule through that process, and it doesn't go down just the mob rule as the Democrats want it to be. We're devolving to a mob rule. We see that every day. But I'm thankful that we have a level hand at the wheel now. But Kenneth, it deserves our prayer that God will continue to preserve Trump, continue to give him wisdom in what he's doing. But I'm thankful for it. I'm looking at the headline. The headline is very good. Trump assigns a task force to root out anti-Christian bias in government. And I have a gigantic handful of research articles on that subject that we're going to talk about for the balance of the broadcast today. But, Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I just want to say when Trump was running for presidency and he got elected and now he's in the office and everything, people were afraid that he's going to be a threat to democracy. And what I'm going to say, he's not a threat to anybody. He's straightening up the United States and the White House and making sure that we have the freedoms and we have our rights. And the only threat that he is he's going to stop the Democrats, the people who are negative, wanting the Muslim stuff and everything else, the negative. That's how he would be a threat, because he's going to take away all that and put a stop to it and have us living right. And he's doing his best, and he is securing our future after his four-year term.
So, absolutely. Terry, if you'll hold your thought for just a moment, let me read a couple, two or three paragraphs of a large, beautiful article using President Trump's term, beautiful. This article headline, Trump assigns a task force to root out anti-Christian bias in government. Under Joe Biden's presidency, indeed under his mentor, Barack Hussein Obama, American government was rife with anti-Christian bias. There was Obama's orchestrated war to try to force Catholic nuns to pay for abortions. There were Biden's orders that churches be shut down for COVID while bars and strip clubs were open. There was Obama's blast at voters who clung to their Bibles. There was Biden's open defiance of his own claimed Catholic beliefs in support of unlimited abortions. Biden dispatched federal investigators to monitor religious parents at school boards and conservative Catholics in worship. Obama's IRS openly attacked all Christians for their belief. President Donald Trump is changing all of that. He has announced that to confront such weaponization of religious persecution, there now is a new task force. Trump said this, "Today, I'm signing an executive order to make Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's a great person, she's going to be a great Attorney General, the head of the task force, brand new, to eradicate anti-Christian bias." Trump made the comments at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington. Here's the key. He said the goal will be to immediately halt any and all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government, end quote. And he cited the Department of Justice, the Internal Revenue, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He also plans to, quote, protect all Christians in our schools, in our military, in our government, in our workplaces, in our hospitals, and in our public squares. He said the goal is to bring our country back together, one nation, under God, with liberty and justice for all, end quote. Terry, how do you respond to such a powerful presidential executive order?
I have tears in my eyes, an ear-to-ear grin, and I say, amen. Thank you, God, for giving us President Trump to do your will, God. I thank you for reading that article, too.
It is my prayer. That it will be successful. I have several other articles on that subject. I have one where it gives the all of what I call Section 1, Section 2, Section 3, Section 4, all of the legalese and all of the exactness of that executive order. I find it absolutely refreshing that when he signed the executive order, he had already fully codified all the points, the procedures, and the process by which this will be done, and it's already in the hands of the Department of Justice for Pam Bondi to be the one to orchestrate heads in every department to search out, to find, and to eradicate anything that's anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-morals, ethics, and values that will bring us back to the foundation. Terry, you know, in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what are the righteous to do? And so we've been witnessing the erosion of our biblical Christian foundation, and here we are now with President Donald J. Trump that is putting a stop to all of that and will absolutely, I believe, with a good heavy hand, enforce any bias and any, legal encroachment against Christians and our faith, our belief, and what we do and say. So, Terry, thank you so much for your call today. It deserves Christians' prayer and praise and thanksgiving for what God is doing, and continue to ask God to bless him, protect him, and use him so that this will be brought to fruition for a fresh new day for Christians in America. Terry, thank you so much.
And Dr. Youngblood, I'm thankful to God, too, for having you have your our show so that we can also keep up on everything and to have our backbone straight and renew our faith also. So thank you, Dr. Youngblood.
Amen. Keep praying that God will continue to work through it, that lives will be strengthened, hearts will be encouraged, and there will be new hope in our land as we seek God first and all of his righteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Let me just read you another brief portion of the article that I just read to Terry as we spoke. Trump, the headline, Trump assigns task force to root out anti-Christian bias in government. And he says the goal, and let me repeat it, is to bring our country back together as one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. He says in this article that is the goal. And then Trump also announced the establishment of the White House Faith Office. Kelly Shackelford, chief counsel of the First Liberty Institute, said, "We are thrilled that President Trump recognized that religious liberty is foundational to all of our constitutional freedoms and plans to do all he can to protect our first freedom. All Americans should be free to exercise their faith without government intrusion in schools, military, workplace, and in the public square, any place in America." Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful that we have that privilege today. And God has given us that right and that liberty, and President Trump is codifying it, solidifying it. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, WAYL, St. Augustine.